So tell us about the project.
As you know, lots of people seem to think that they know what's been going on with coal mining. And because of that, they think that they know what the answers are for the future. But we're coming at this from the perspective both of that the stories and the histories that folks have lived are important to preserve for the future, and also are the best way of understanding what that history has been and what it means for the future.
And who might be a good fit for this to tell stories? Is it just coal miners, or is it people in the community who lived in these towns, you know, coal miner's daughter, wife, things like that? Who would be a good fit for this?
Number one on the list are folks with direct experience working in coal, but definitely those daughters, sons, wives, grandchildren who want to share their stories about their experiences with the coal industry. We want to hear those stories too, because they are also important to that whole history.
Yeah, and this is part of an energy initiative at Duke University. What's the goal of that initiative at Duke?
The Energy Initiative is a interdisciplinary effort on campus with the goal of securing a affordable, reliable, and sustainable energy system.
Explain the connection between these oral histories that you're collecting from people in Central Appalachia and how that research might help to build the sustainable economy or whatever that you were talking about as far as Duke's, the Energy Initiative's goal. What's that connection?
Yeah, so a lot of the work that we support and do through the Energy Initiative is in the energy sciences. You know, figuring out new ways of using fuels or exploring new ways of producing energy or understanding the different ways that people use it and kind of planning for the future. And as a historian, I'm coming at it from the standpoint of not only that the past matters significantly to how we plan for the future, but also that, you know, while we're thinking about developing solar energy or other renewable sources of energy, that we're thinking about the people and the impacts on people's lives that these changes have had, continue to have, and will have in the future.
What's your connection to these histories in this region? Why'd you decide to come to Central Appalachia?
Yeah, well, it's a, you know, like a lot of historians, I have a long and winding road to my research topic, but I grew up in Western Kentucky, so a different area for coal mining, but over, I grew up on the Green River, which John Prine made famous in Paradise, where he talked about Mr. Peabody's coal train hauling away Muhlenberg County, which was neighbors, the county I grew up in, McLean County. So I went to college and graduate school at the University of Louisville, where I became interested in environmental history. And just following that interest and the sources led me to become really, really interested in the history, not just of coal, but specifically in the histories of the people who have mined coal over time. Also, I'm married to a woman who's from Corbin, Kentucky, which is kind of right there on the foothills of Appalachia, and her family has a long history of working in the industry. And my father-in-law is one of my favorite people to talk to about the research that I do, and he's always going out to the old family farm and bringing back relics. Like 1 year for Christmas, he handed me a paper bag, and there was a huge lump of coal in it that he had found on his parents' property.
How will you go about this process?
We'll be in the area for a couple of weeks in the coming months, and it's really going to depend on the individuals, like how we would go about collecting the interviews. Some folks, we imagine, will come and visit them in their homes with a couple of students come by with a recorder and sit down for an hour or two to just talk about their lives, like what it was like growing up, what they remember about Cole, what kinds of work they did, or what they remember about what their parents or family members did, and how things have changed over time. And then those interviews will all be deposited in an archive. Those participants will also get a copy of the interview, so you know they can keep it with them and keep it in their family. And so it'll be a record of their life story.